A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. Very early when the sun had risen, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb. They were saying to one another, "Who will roll back the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. On entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a white robe, and they were utterly amazed. He said to them, "Do not be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go and tell his disciples and Peter, he is going before you to Galilee, and there you will see him as he told you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Now, all four Gospels have the account of that first Easter, the Easter morning. So usually it wouldn't matter, but Mark is my favorite. All four are a little different. You know, the details are different, but they all have three things in common. The first is an empty tomb. None of them describe resurrection. None of them say what it is like or describe it. They all just say the tomb is empty. The second thing that they all have in common is the Magdalene is the first on the scene, Mary of Magdala. Now, each one, she has different companions, different people go with her. But she's always there first. The third thing that they all have in common is that the stone is rolled away. But Mark's gospel, the shortest of all the gospels, pays the most attention to that stone. Mark's gospel devotes two whole verses to the stone. The other three just mention that it's rolled away. Mark draws attention to that stone. And so, let's talk about that stone. My favorite character from the Easter stories. If you're anything like me, do you think, "Oh yeah, of course the stone was rolled away. How else was Jesus going to get out of the tomb?" But if you think about it, God, if he can raise his son from the dead, that stone isn't going to matter, is it? The stone is rolled away for Mary and the others. How else are they going to know that something special is happening? How else will they know to look and see that the tomb is empty? How else will they start to remember what Jesus said, start making all the connections, and start believing in resurrection? No, the stone is rolled away not to permit resurrection, but to indicate resurrection, to be a sign, to say, "Hey, something special is going on. Come, look, see, wonder, question, remember, believe." I think that stone is the greatest of the disciples on that first Easter. Everything about that stone proclaims resurrection. And it doesn't do it in a heavy-handed way. No neon lights. It's very gentle, very subtle. Just saying, come. Start to question, start to wonder, start to believe. That is our role as disciples. To proclaim resurrection in everything that we do, to proclaim resurrection and not in a heavy-handed way. Because nobody is going to believe if we tell them to believe. They'll believe when they see lives of faith, when they see true, honest, faithful discipleship. Then people will start to wonder, to question. The seed planted in the back of their thoughts, that'll be the start. And then God, in his goodness, will do the rest. He will bring them forth in his own way and in his own time.